Hey, good morning, beautiful souls. Thank you for joining me this morning on The Ripple Effect. What's your ripple? I'm your host, Trilby Saldana, and you are listening to Be Unique Radio on BeUnique.org. The spelling is different, so you're going to want to write this down and check it out. BUNEKE.org. That's Be Unique Radio on BUNEKE.org. We are on 13 listening platforms, including iTunes and Spotify, so you can tune in anytime there as well. Be Unique celebrates the world changers, and we like to bring their light to the masses. You're about to meet one in a second, so grab some coffee and stick around for some powerful motivation and soul talk on The Ripple Effect. Wow, what a treat today. I want to welcome Victoria Brannon, CEO of Hugs and Hustle, a biz and mindset strategist based here on the Florida Space Coast. Welcome. I may need to mention that she is also my daughter. There was no question who I'd want to interview first or share my first episode with. So with that, I will lead in with my first question. So tell me, Victoria, she's getting a kick out of me right now. So tell me, what is your ripple? And for those of you out there that want to know what that means, it's basically what your superpower and the energy blueprint that you lead with in life and in business. So what is your ripple?
Oh, goodness. That's a lot of different things. I think we both suffer from the disease of having to do multiple things at the same time. So ripples in all directions.
Well, there's the triple rainbows.
Yeah. But mostly I think my ripple, which has been ever evolving, is just helping others realize that it's okay to just do what you want to do and just be authentic. And there's no rules to things, and all those past, you know, stigmas and anchors are just made up out of other people's fear.
True. And, you know, I remember just even in my era growing up, it came from the generations before us too. You know, stick to the 9-to-5, the things that your passions, those are just hobbies, all of that. And that's really changed with, I think, our generation and then handing it down to our children's generation, which is, you know, you picked up that baton and off like a light, you're gone, pew, and leaving us in the dust. And while I'm over here unraveling and trying to figure out how to put it all together, you just flew right out there, which is what I love, because it's now I'm kind of, you know, I'm in your inspirational, what do they call, skirt tails or whatever, sucking me in to your journey, and I love it because we get to interweave our talents now, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing, and I absolutely love it. So I want to ask you a little bit. So tell me about, kind of when that switch happened for you, when you started this entrepreneur journey and what you started out with and how it kind of evolved from there.
Yeah. Well, to just make it quick, cause it's, you know, over a decade of things. But pretty much starting to teach dance when I was like 13, making a paycheck and from babysitting and from that. Evolved into, you know, teaching classes in a dance studio, then managing the studio, and then, you know, you pushing me and helping me to get my LLC when I turned 18, and that turned into entertainment, which, you know, cultivated these big conventions for workshops and switched into events, then switched into marketing for businesses, which has switched into more of a mentorship for business owners, but not just business owners, and more so leaders in industries and how to, you know, help show up authentically to be a magnet and pull people into your circle instead of like pushing everything out, like content and trying to like push out all these marketing schemes and what we think we should do, when in reality it's just, you know, being yourself is the magnet which will pull the people and your tribe in to your sphere of expertise.
No, I love it because I've witnessed the evolvement, and I've witnessed that push and pull feeling of, okay, do I do it like this, you know, copy paste type of this is how you're supposed to do it. It's been so rigid and in a box for so long that if it doesn't look like this, well then you shouldn't do it.
Right.
And you really did kind of blow the top off of the box, so to speak. And just, you know, I think that's one of the things I really admired is watching you just step into that power, and you just went for it and kind of tested the waters with, you know, your personality with things and how you talked and how you presented. And, you know, while and my program self was kind of writhing a little bit and squirming, going, oh my God, you know, I was still like, wow, I just, you know.
Out of comfort.
Yeah.
Your ego's like, no, it's not safe.
Yeah, exactly. Ego was like, retract. Yeah, build a wall. Build, yeah, because we put this around us. Yeah, it was definitely neat to watch and just to kind of see how that played out for you. And I just saw you tweak and adjust different things as you were growing in that as well. And at the same time, it led with the energy mm-hmm. of, you know, really going outside the box. And I'm not really, I don't like the box, but I've been raised in the box. And so the box feels comfortable, like a nice yeah. little binky and a blankie. But at the same time, I'm screaming to get out of the box. Right. So I'd have to say you made it a safe place to kind of land and try my own things out and, yeah. and get myself out of that box in a lot of ways. So I love it. The adventure with you has been exciting and definitely colorful.
Quickly. Quick involvement is what that's called.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I was attached to you. I was like dragging through. Wait, Toria, yeah. wait. Yeah, so it's super cool. I really love it. And I know that you had gone from the events and of course through, you know, last year, everything just kind of, what I loved, what I watched and witnessed was how quickly you pivoted and how quickly you, all of those things were kind of like a catalyst into the next thing for success. And that also was out of the box, that you didn't have to stick to this one thing. It didn't take you out. It literally empowered you and built another layer. So now you have all this incredible skill and talent from just, you know, trying these things and going for it. And you didn't, you know, you didn't go to school for it, or you didn't do this and you didn't do that. And yet here you were teaching classes at Eastern Florida State College. Yes. Those of us that are around here call it BCC still, but
once
you know,
upon a time.
Called in to do that. And of all ages, you were there teaching them in the hospitality industry. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, you stepped into your power and you didn't let anything confine you and define you into this, you know, well, if I don't have this or if I didn't do that, then I can't do, you know, and you didn't let anything affect you that way. And I really admire that. So yeah, I'm super, super, I'm trying to, you know, separate the mom thing from the interviewee person or the interviewer. And
it's a weird dynamic.
It's a very odd dynamic, you know. I figured I'd just break the ice with the hardest interview I will ever do. Right. So take me, cause you went through a lot of evolvement in your spiritual, growth as well. And that was a huge, huge reason that you really stepped into your power in a very unique and very incredible way. And it was defined by no institution, no person, no complete rigidity of some kind of, you know, it's got to look this way. And I love, and I, of course, I witnessed that as well. So take us through that a little bit briefly.
Oh, goodness.
Briefly.
How much time do we have? No, but I think my whole life I've kind of been one of those, like, I don't like to sit in it. Like, I'm very uncomfortable with just sitting in the whole feeling of, like, if there's a feeling that I don't like or a situation I don't like, mm-hmm. I'm very quick to, you know, okay, what's the solution? How do I get out of here and continue to move forward? And with that little light that I've had, I think has helped me kind of just bulldoze my way through these phases of life that, you know, a lot of people that I've experienced, been friends with, and have been connected with, and I see from the outside looking in, we tend as humans just to stick to that because it's comfort, like you said earlier. Right. So it's kind of cool to see how I'm able to just kind of push through that. And mm-hmm. just from sheer, like, uncomfortableness of being comfort, like, yeah. and sometimes it is my downfall, and so I have to learn to sit in it sometimes and be like, I don't need to grow at every second. Like, it's okay to sit and, you know, make that. One of the books I'm reading right now is Atomic Habits, and you know, the big emphasis in that whole book is, you know, improve by 1% in one thing of your life every day. Mm, doesn't matter that. What it is, like, it and also, like, making little changes, mm-hmm. making little pivots. And so that's something that is a great reminder for me, because I am, and there'll be some people rolling their eyes, I'm sure, but I'm one of those people that's like, let's just fuck it. Like, let's just take it all and throw it away. Yeah. Like, turn around. Let's take a 180. So, you know, and that, you know, comes with hard decisions down the line that, you know, when you make huge changes like that, it affects other people. Right. And so it's better to, you know, make the small pivots as you go. And then you're able to adjust almost like under the radar.
Yeah.
That you don't have to make these big announcements, do all this big stuff. Right. And everybody's like, ooh, you know, you don't have to do that anyways.
You don't have to keep up with
it. Who cares?
Like,
yeah.
If you decide you just want to stop with the changes. You
right.
Just like,
it's like, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's changing again. It's like, well, no, I'm just going to change a little bit every day, improve a little bit every day, polish that thing every single day, just a little bit. And then, you know, it's cool to kind of look back and see how far you've really come from different stuff. And even this year I completely just stopped what I was doing mm-hmm. with my event agency that I had. I had to let some people go. I completely changed my business model, completely changed my business name, and I really just took that big coat of like fur that was heavy of what business should look like and what I really should be doing, because that's the thing that everybody around me had, you know, that was their beliefs. And I mean, when you say you are who you surround yourself with, I mean, I can't even like just it. Even one person can throw you off.
Yeah.
And I was surrounded by a wealth of, you know, business-minded people that are really great people, but they're in a scarcity mindset from past,
right?
You know, habits and different things that people think are right.
Yeah.
And it's just not. And so I finally got to the point where I stopped in my tracks and I was like, what the hell am I doing? Like, why am I? I'm not happy. This is not making me like fulfilled at all. I'm passionless. You know, I can see it in the people, you know, I had working on my team. I could see it in the clients that I was getting. I could mm-hmm. see it in the results. You know, I was creating great results, but there was no like heart behind anything.
Right. It became robotic a little bit more like a routine, a program.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that just attests to, again, the growth of really being honest with yourself. I mean, I really had to be radically honest with myself.
Yeah.
Where I was like, you know what? I don't like this, honestly. And all I did was just put my voice recorder on one day and I talked to myself and I was just like, what do I love to do? What does this business mean right now? What do I love to do out of it? What can I delegate and what do I absolutely hate? And that catalyst me into my business that I'm doing right now. I only am doing what I actually enjoy. And
that's
I'm getting
awesome.
Paid double. It's
See,
like,
that's,
what the hell? Why didn't
powerful.
I do this a long time ago?
That is so powerful. It's super inspirational to hear because, a lot of us, especially probably the majority of the listeners right now will be, you know, in my age group and mm-hmm. age bracket, and we are pretty much hardwired to don't change course,
it's
you
the
know.
Industrial era.
The
9-to-5.
Yeah.
The safety.
Yeah.
Like, get your whatever Roth IRA or whatever that is, you know, like do it, safety, because one day it's all going to go to shit.
Yeah.
It's like, why are we thinking like that?
it's confining in the sense that, you know, it feels like you can't adjust your tracks or adjust your sales.
Right.
And I think that's probably the biggest downfall of it all is just feeling trapped by it. Great ideas, okay, but it doesn't work that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a huge entrepreneur era. Like, there's just so many people creating their businesses from their talents and gifts, which is what my business is really helping people discover their superpowers.
Right.
What is your ripple? Tell me how you want to impact the world and let's dive into that and let's make that happen.
Right.
And even if, you know, cause not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, right? Or boss babe or whatever, but and that's fine. And they're just like kicking ass in the business, working for somebody that
they're great.
Man,
leaders.
We need leaders like that in, mm-hmm. in our businesses too. If they don't want to run the business, man, I need some good right and left hand that's going to be you know, ready to rock and roll. And and it's really amazing to be able to create the platform of creativity for not only ourselves but for the people that are pairing up with us or partnering up with us in business. I'd like to know kind of what is your most moving moment of your journey so far as you've evolved in your soul work and everything. This could be another long
one.
Like, I have some very deep dive questions
here. Part 3 and 4.
Right, right.
Well, I think, like, the biggest turning point for me was more in the relationship sense, and, like, really learning self-love. So, growing up, I think I've always had kind of, like, a rough relationship with my dad. And not rough, like, he's a horrible dad or anything, he's a great dad, but it's more so in the fact that the emotional connection's not really there. And I understand it's kind of hard anyways, I'm sure, for, like, father-daughter thing, because, you know, it's totally different dynamics. I mean, it's like man and woman. It's like that's totally opposite side to the spectrum. And when you, you know, especially as a kid, when you're, you know, your emotional intelligence and the way your control is just, it's, love languages aren't talked about. You don't understand any of that. Like, people give and receive love differently, and you're just like, why don't they love me? But so growing up, you know, having that kind of a thing that was happening, as well as other things, I had kind of, and naturally a catalyst me into having bad relationships with men. I mean, to be honest with you, like, growing up teen to early 20s, I mean, I kept finding myself, which I think a lot of people find themselves, you know, same kind of person, different body. I mean, like, everybody's gone through that, no matter, you know, what kind of relationship you have with parents or anything, you know, relationship wise, everybody kind of goes through that. But that was just my personal experience through that, was just really learning, first of all, learning a man and how they operate, and then also learning myself first and foremost, because then, you know, we get into the dating world and we, you know, operate from a place of how we want to receive love, when in reality, like, you know, that person isn't, they're not going to necessarily know that. They don't have the same shared experiences as you. And if you deal with a narcissist, they're mirroring you the first of the relationship, and so you actually are falling in love with yourself,
right?
And then you get to the point in the relationship where you're like, "What the hell is this? This is not the person that I was dating," because you're not dating yourself anymore.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, the blinders come off. And but anyways, that's down a rabbit hole. So, you know, I found myself, I think it was like, I don't even know. I mean, it was multiple of the same people, different body, different face.
So
I finally got to this point where I realized, and I was like, I made a promise to myself, and I was like, I don't care if I'm single for the rest of my life. Like, I'm done. I'm not taking any more of this. I really need to figure out how I can grow, and what is – I just looked internally. I was like, what can I do to improve my choices?
Yeah,
because clearly
that.
My choices, like, are not okay. And so I just really dove into self-love, which happened to be right before Corona hit.
Yeah.
And then Corona hit, and I
talk
was
about
forced.
Forcing everyone to take a look inward. So I couldn't go anywhere.
Into diving into myself and how I operate. And you know, a lot of people will say that that's selfish, but I love selfishness. I love it. Focus on you first, because if you don't focus on you, nothing else will be good in your life. It'll all kind of come to an end, which is not what you want. So that kind of helped me develop the business skills that I have today, and that are continuously evolving as I continuously learn more about myself, really work the muscle of setting boundaries, of learning how to say no, and just really being protective of myself and my energy. And that comes with clients.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell clients no all the time. Like, no.
Yeah.
But that didn't come until I learned self-love. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I really don't enjoy this. And there's probably someone better out there to do it for you. So no.
Right.
You know? And it's nothing against the clients. It's just me being radically honest with them and myself that I'm actually going to hate this.
Well, the word alignment comes up, you know, and I'm going to tie it back to self-love. So if, for those of you that might out there that might be squirming right now at the idea of self-love, it's if we don't know ourselves and we don't truly love ourselves first, then how can we be available to love others or to be available in our business the way we need to be if we're not available to ourselves? And the only way you can do that is learning how to love yourself. That's what self-love means. And so
it's not bubble bath.
It's not a bubble bath. Yeah. Those are nice because we like
great.
To include those. But self-love actually is a very uncomfortable process.
Ooh.
Of actually, some call it shadow work, and you know, that I call it that. It's, you know, you've basically you face the things that are showing up for you and these lessons that we have in relationships that we keep, you know, falling into, like what we were saying.
And that could be friendships.
It could be friendships, business,
business,
all of that. Yeah, just not honoring self. And you know, again, we're going to take it back to self-love. We're created by the divine. Mm-hmm. So we're made in that image. We're masculine, we're feminine. That is a beautiful, we need to have love,
right?
Because we are love. We were created with love. So, you know, it's really one of those things that it's just, I think, an education mm-hmm. process that, you know, we're coming out of an era into a new paradigm shift. And this mm-hmm. is what we're learning, is that self-love is not a selfish thing in a negative context. It's literally the best, most positive thing you could do
right.
to be the presence that you need to be in the relationships that you're in the business that you're in. Because if you don't have self-love, then how do you know what to align with to honor your path?
Right.
How do you know what your path is if you don't have love for yourself
right.
and who you are and what you're made of?
And confidence.
And confidence yeah. in that.
And you don't have confidence, it's going to be like,
right.
okay, well,
right.
if you don't believe it, who is?
Right.
No one's going to believe it.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, you know, the storyline and the testimony, because, you know, it's definitely, you know, these are the conversations you and I have. These are mm-hmm. conversations that I have with the people in my Ripple, in my closest yeah. circle, because this is what we're doing.
Right.
And, you know, and for my generation, you know, that again, another programming that had to be unraveled and, you know, the verbiage and the way to rewrite the script. That's been the hardest thing, is yeah. learning to rewrite the script. And I know that was a huge part of your process as mm-hmm. well, is that we're learning to rewrite that blueprint.
Right.
You know, and we can't do that unless we know who we are.
It's
and
like then, that thermostat meter yeah. goes right back to where you yeah. set it, and it's hard to change Ooh. That.
Yes. A lot of work and a lot of persistence, and I want to just honor your mental fortitude.
Thank you.
And your, you know, perseverance and dedication to yourself and your heart, and this gorgeous, beautiful woman that you were designed from the Creator Himself.
Thank you.
And you have honored all of that, and I'm so thankful for that. Of course, and she's my daughter, yeah. so a little bit more extra love, yeah. love there, but you know, so. This is a quick one, and you could just come up with something quick, but what would you, if you could go back and tell your 16-year-old self something, what would it be?
Oh, my God.
That's hard to summarize, but...
I think the main thing is, like, it's going to be okay. Yeah. And I think that's, like, my thing that I just keep coming back to when I'm helping anyone or doing anything in business or living anything in my life, you know, having suffered from anxiety, mm-hmm. you know, through teens and still... it's just that everything's okay. Like,
yeah,
you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Everything is going to work out. You're exactly where you're supposed to be.
And yeah.
it's all working for you, not against you. So, I mean, that's just the biggest thing, I think, for most people.
I realize, too, this era right now is a huge release of fear, because yeah. everything before now was fear-based.
Oh, my gosh.
We see it trying. We see things trying to happen now just yeah. based on everything fear, scaring into a corner yourself, or, you know, and getting hyped up about things in your head, mm-hmm. whether it's business, personal, or whatever, and living off of that fear balloon,
right.
you know, and it just kind of, it's not grounded. It just kind of right. floats around where it wants to. Mm-hmm. So, and I noticed that in you as well. Again, I get the honor of witnessing this on a very deep level, that was another thing. You really do, you are in that space of, you know, really everything's going to be okay. It all
yeah.
works out in your favor. And it's going to be fine,
yeah.
you know, and that's a really amazing thing. And it's really grounding.
Leaning in.
Yeah.
And I just want to say too, that I mean, that's not something I necessarily do. Like, I think automatically it's getting easier,
yeah.
but, there's some days where I have a whole day and it's hard for me to really believe that statement. And so,
yeah.
It never gets necessarily easier, but it's just like a muscle. You
right,
know, when you first
true.
Go to the gym, you pick up a 10-pound weight and it's like, oh, this kind of, what the heck, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, 15 months later down the line, you pick up that, you can pick up 2 10s in one hand, carry it to your bench to start
right.
your workout. I mean, so it's
right.
just, it's never goes away. It's still there. I think
right.
it just gets a little bit, you have the tools to utilize to get you
right.
through it quicker.
Yeah.
The catch and release gets a little bit
truth.
quicker. Not necessarily easier, because some of those catches are like, who just threw that ball?
Right.
Hit me in the chest. Right. A little hard, but we're going to release that.
Did you aim that at my face on purpose?
Exactly.
I find that to happen like when there's something that needs to grow a little faster.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like your teeth get knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
Your chiclets go to the back of the throat. You're like, are you kidding me right now? Totally feel that. So, what is something about you that your clients and your business in the business world may not know about you? I don't know. You're pretty...
That's hard because I'm pretty honest.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm very much like honor all the gifts all the time. Yeah. I mean, as much as I can, and I'm very honest. That's something I've turned this past year, really just being very upfront and honest, not like spilling everything at once. But, you know, if you ask, I'm going to tell you. No matter what, it doesn't matter. I don't know. My clients, I think, are on the journey of still learning me, just because I'm on the journey of still learning me. So, but I think something that my clients can say true and true is that I'm very honest. It's very like matter of fact. So,
well, and some of them, like, go ahead and like tell our listeners, because if they're listening in, they may not know at all what the extra gifts that you have, the things that you, I mean, you did talk about how you started out. So let's just go like a recap on all the things that you utilize, in your business world.
Yeah.
All the gifts that you use. 'Cause I think that's super powerful. And there's a lot of us that have multiple gifts and are afraid to use them all. I try to incorporate all mine. Most of my circle's like, God, it's, you know, you do that too.
Yeah. And you don't have to pick just one.
You don't have to pick just
it's
one.
Okay.
It's like, that's what we're here to teach
Explore
you.
Explore and find.
For
and
real.
Figure it out. Like, you might be.
You're a magical unicorn.
Yeah.
Like, we love magical unicorns.
Exactly. Do it all. I don't know. I mean, I dance. I started in dance since I was like, what, I think 4. I started like tap and ballet and all that.
But you're a ballet and you were terrified.
Ballet. Yeah.
Don't let her fool you. She was terrified.
Not always loving the stage, that's for sure.
Ice skating.
I did ice skating.
Froze, literally. On this.
But mostly just dance. I do hip-hop, and then I do some, like, girly funk. So it's, like, a mixture of jazz, modern, hip-hop. And
lyrical,
then I do some
too,
stuff.
A little bit, I thought.
Yeah.
Right, a little bit?
A little bit of lyrical, yeah. And then heels as well. And I also sing.
Heels class, yeah.
Which has lately been a beautiful thing that I have my boyfriend. We sing together. We have a duo together. And
named?
Howltree.
And
go
you
check
can,
us out on
let's
social
do a
media
plug.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
At
Howltree. That's
at
spelled Howltree.
This is paid. Not paid.
Yeah.
from $20. But so singing, dancing, both of those, really, really love it. I try to, again, I always try to make sure I honor my gifts, because for me, whenever I'm starting to feel down, it's always because I'm not honoring one of those gifts that I have. And I don't know. I think I'm a really great creative resource, and that's something that I've built over time being in the creative industry, having to kind of make it up on the fly. I mix music, which is pretty cool. My clients probably don't know that about
that's
me.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm like a self-made DJ.
Video, DJ, and put
video
music.
Editing.
Oh, my
photo
gosh.
Editing,
blows my mind.
Music, like, all that creative muscle I've really worked and, yeah, I mean, other than that, I draw a little bit, and I love to paint. Those are two things that I haven't done in a while that I try to incorporate sometimes. But other than that, it's mostly just that space, that entertainment, music, art, dance space that I live in.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask you this question, this next question. What are your top 3 influences? Yeah. I would say who are the top 3 influences in your life that help shape your life and career, and why? I'm fishing.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, obviously, number 1 is you.
Yay.
You've helped and always been there for multiple sessions of venting, dumping, and all the above.
Dumping, we do not mean by bathroom things.
Actual, like, verbiage dumping. That and helping me with just kind of getting my feet wet in the business world and guiding me through that, as well as my grandma, who's your mama.
My mama.
She taught me almost everything I know about networking and how to be the master manipulator.
She's
which
the bomb.com.
Is something that I don't mean to like be like, I love and I'm good at that, but I have mastered that one. Not in a bad way, but in a good way as far as like networking in person and really just getting to like what you're really there for about, mm-hmm. not there to just have a beer with friends, because like, right. we all have friends and we're at these business things to do
yeah.
business,
yeah.
But really just steering the conversation in a way that also shows empathy to the other person, really trying to connect
yeah.
on a deeper level. You know, you start with a handshake, end with a hug kind of thing. Really making sure that you make the friendship connection before business. So that's something that I implement in my business now with client outreach, how to
the Lorna
almost
effect.
Like employee PR as well, with like how to really make people feel
yeah.
connected and feel taken care of,
yeah,
so that they don't leave. You know, people don't leave places they feel connected to,
right.
and feel taken care of and appreciated, unless they just have a totally different plan for their life. Obviously, there's always variables, but yeah. So she, you know, taught me a lot of that, and then. I don't know, a third person. I think it's really just been you and Grandma who've really just been that, like, strong woman presence, leader presence, whether it, you know, be business or not business, you know, mm-hmm. my whole life. And so I feel really blessed to have that, because I know a lot of people
Thank
don't
you.
Have that. And that's another reason why I'm kind of catalysted into where I'm at, also with having worked with dance teams and mm-hmm. teenage age. I'm really passionate about working with young women from teenage to 20s, really mm-hmm. learning these self-love, confidence, leadership skills that will help them avoid a lot of like bullshit that I had to go through and that you had to go through
right,
and that Grandma
right,
had to
right.
go through. I mean, I just feel like with every generation, it just keeps getting
yeah.
shorter and shorter,
yeah.
which is how it's supposed to be.
I agree, yeah.
So, yeah, that's really just been you two. And, I mean, the third could hold a lot of placeholders for a lot of different
yeah.
influencers. People are seasoned. So certain people have been very monumental in my life at certain points. And I've released them since then because...
Right,
and
that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah,
and I think that's an old thing too, an old program.
Yeah, like they've been my mentor since so long. It's like,
yeah,
but if
we
they're
all
not working
kind of
anymore,
move.
It's okay.
Yeah, and it's like they're we're all here to teach each other a piece or a part of something.
Right,
and learning to be not attached to the length of that relationship
mm-hmm.
is extremely healthy and key.
Yes.
In a very healthy anything, and that's anyone's relationship. So,
family, not
yeah.
family, people come and go. I mean,
yeah.
I think the biggest one right now that people are starting to unveil is the family thing.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. We're all
go.
Supposed to detach, you know, and,
yeah.
and be in our own funnel. Pull that energy back into your container, and
yeah.
it's, you know, we got to pull those tentacles back in. I recently discussed it like explained it like a dog leash, those retractable dog
yeah,
leash.
Uh-huh.
Just push the button of all those energy tentacles and suck them back into your container.
Yes,
and
yes.
and detach, because
mm-hmm.
you have to, you know, not be attached to the outcome of this or that, and it's
yeah.
okay.
It's like more quality time. Like,
yeah.
You know, you can take the time to recharge in yourself. And even if you only get 30 minutes with that person,
right,
or
right.
people or whoever it is, family, friends, business, that is so much more quality.
Yeah.
And that 30 minutes is going to be more memorable than
right.
spending a whole day where you're tired, asleep, you don't want to be there,
right.
Kind of thing, even, you know, with clients and stuff. And something I'm learning
and
in
we're
business.
Huge family people, so it's, you know, to say that, it's not like cold-hearted.
It's been
it's
growth for us as well.
It's growth, yeah. So I have a fun question.
Yes.
And I kind of think I might know the answer, but it might have changed. What animal would you say you're most like and why?
Oh, I always want to be like, my spirit animal is a tiger. Like, for some reason, I'm just like, yeah, I guess power woman, you know,
right.
kind of thing, but... I don't know, like, I think energetically I'm more like a sloth. Like the cute two-toed sloth,
yeah.
not the three-toed sloth. I love three-toed sloths, but the two-toed sloths are just
you got to,
really
yeah.
cute, you know,
Aww.
Their little faces. So, and they're just always happy, they got a little smile on their face,
yeah.
they just want to hug. My business name is Hugs and Hustle,
right,
so it's just
right.
like, you know, they can just, I think, and the biggest thing with them is that they just hold so much space for you,
yes.
you know, like you
I
just,
do.
You could sit there and they're just so happy to just be there.
Even their pictures do it, like
yeah.
they can carry that energy through a
yeah.
picture.
They're just so
it's amazing.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It'll
just,
be fine.
Just, yeah, it'll all be all right.
Yeah. You're like bleeding from your arm. Like,
right,
it's
right,
just a flesh
right.
wound. You're like, it's okay.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. But yeah, definitely a little two-toed sloth.
And I love that you brought up Hugs and Hustle too. Yeah, the two-toed. They are so cute. So Hugs and Hustle, because we're going to just go ahead and wrap this up. Just give me a breakdown of Hugs and Hustle and where the listeners can connect with you.
Okay. So, right now I'm really working on just making sure I'm only on a few platforms really presently. So Instagram and Facebook. I have a LinkedIn. Don't connect me on there unless you want to. I just kind of copy and paste everything onto there. Not really big on that one. But Instagram, Hugs and Hustle, that's the one I'm mainly on. You can find me there like 4 to 5 days out of the week, really working on being more intentional for social media.
Yes.
And then as well as my Facebook group, Hugs and Hustle on Facebook, and it's just an in. Hugs in Hustle. And I don't have a business page, don't have a Google My Business, all that, don't care to have it. So just the group and the Instagram really.
And you have of course hugsandhustle.com.
Yes.
And you have a text, which I love what you're doing with the inspirational text.
That's
I look forward to it every day.
It's become a habit now.
It's really awesome. So tell them how they can get on your email list and also get on the daily inspirational quotes or texts.
Okay. Well, website, you can sign up for my emails, and I like to keep it really short and sweet, but they're mostly leadership business focused. And I kind of just give a little like nugget of wisdom in there with my little personality, so it's always going to be a fun email. It's never going to be boring. If you want to sign up for that, you can go to hugsandhustle.com and just sign up for the email subscription there. I send out about one a week usually, so it's not anything overloaded. And then for my texting, you can text 1-321-234-0647, I believe.
Say it again.
1-321-234-0647. 47, or it might be 0467.
Oh boy.
I know. I have to. But it's on my Instagram. If you hit text or call, it's that number. And it's also on my website. You can click sign up right when you go on, and it'll take you to the link to go there. But I pretty much send out a couple times a week a positive, little positive message. So it's a nice thing to just have instead of like, you know, having all the different stuff.
So I don't know what she said, but I'm going to say it now. It's 321-234-0467. 321-234-0467. And that's Victoria Hugs and Hustle. And those are just a daily, once a day pretty much.
Two to three times a week. I try not to overload.
Really great little
motivational. A lot of people like to process them for a couple days, and then they're ready for the next one. So, but yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me on my very first podcast with the Ripple Effect. And, you know, I guess we could say that we are the ripples from each other as well. So it truly is an honor to do life with you. And I'm so thankful for your growth. You're an inspiration to all of those outside of you, but also to your mama. So I love it. So definitely remember to connect online with Victoria Brannon at hugsandhustle.com and on social media by typing at hugsandhustle. And that's a letter in between hugs and hustle. So, and you can connect with her on Facebook and Instagram. And Instagram seems to be where she's at the most.
Yes, that's where I operate.
That's where she operates the most. So definitely connect with her. And I thank you so much. All right. I want to thank my special guests and you, my listeners, for joining me on The Ripple Effect. What's your ripple? Please check out this recording of the podcast anytime on Be Unique Radio at BeUnique.org or any one of the 13 podcast listening platforms. If you have a topic you want to hear about, please send me an email at hello@empowers2s.com. That's E-M-P-O-W-E-R-S, the number 2, the letter S.com. And thank you again, and tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. And hey, let's get connected on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Empower Soul to Soul. This is Trilby Saldana with The Ripple Effect, asking, what's your ripple? See you next time.